I'll tell you what.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
All about the quarterbacks, and the draft did not disappoint on that front.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He said he thought that Michael Penix Jr. was a better choice at quarterback than Drake May, which is saying a lot.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, Eagles general manager Howie Roseman, senior writer for Sports Illustrated Chris Mannix. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, and it's all for us. It's all for us. Oh, yes. By the way, at this juncture on Thursday's show, I should mention, Jerry Seinfeld will be in our green room. Yeah, that's going to happen on Thursday's show. Very excited about that. And today's his 70th birthday, by the way. I can't believe that. Wow. Hour number three of our show. So far, we've chatted with Daniel Jeremiah and Howie Roseman. Daniel and I spent much time together in Detroit. Howie Roseman showing up on our show. I think, is this the second or third straight year he comes on right after the draft? Yeah. He's been kind enough to do that
nice
every
tradition.
I will call it that from now on. Great chat with him. Chris Mannix was here in studio in hour number two. Normally, this is where we do Overreaction Monday, the segment. But Chris and I came in early today and did the podcast before the show.
Banged it out.
So it's up there.
It's out.
It's up there. It's out there. It hopefully will be in there, in your phone, in your devices, and in your ear gate. The post-draft edition of Overreaction Monday. And I'd like to start hour number three with a conversation we had on the show, on the pod, and bring it here to the flagship.
Flagship show.
Before we get to your phone calls at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. You said the first item up for bids involved the Bears and how they're going to be must-see television and how the league potentially could throw a Bears game on the national TV docket to kick off the season in the first weekend. Now, obviously, they're not on the Chiefs radar screen, so that's not happening.
Right, they're not on the Chiefs schedule.
Correct.
But primetime week one, I think, is seriously in play.
The Chiefs primetime to kick off the season, we'll discuss that on future shows. I believe the schedule's coming out next week. It's because I was told to clear my schedule for next Thursday.
Wow. Okay.
So that's a target date right now. And so, and then the first Friday of the season is in Brazil. It's the Packers and the Eagles. And then the Sunday night usually involves the Cowboys in some way, shape, or form, or something like that. I don't know if they'd put a Bears game on the Sunday night. That just strikes me as a Monday double header, right? Or the Monday game, right? That now they have the double header now in week two and week three, I think, or the two games at once.
Yeah, they did the double header
last year was
week two.
Last year it was Jets and Bills.
But that was because of something else,
It was 9/11. It was Rodgers' opening game for the Jets.
No, I mean the double header. Why was it week two? I think it was because of something else.
Oh, I think the league just digs
because
it.
Of the Jets,
I think they just dig it.
Yeah.
We threw a Bears game out there with their schedule. It wouldn't be the one thing would be Bears Packers, but the Packers were in Brazil,
right?
And the Bears and Packers opened up last year as well. Bears Lions would be a really great Monday night game. You throw it in Soldier Field. It would be kind of unfair for the Lions to have to open on a nationally televised game to start the season.
That'd be a
for
good
them
Sunday
again.
Night game too.
You know.
I know they love the Cowboys Sunday night, but that'd be a good Sunday night, too.
To put Caleb's first game and Roma Dunze and the rest of the Bears faithful showing up. Maybe you put them in Detroit. You know, you give a little head nod to Detroit. Hey, great job with the draft. And last year's team played well
so
on the
close.
Road in Kansas City. You actually won it.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you another road game to start. Another one that we threw out, though, and I kind of dig this one, and this would take some cojones to do because it's not typical. There's no rivalry, okay?
Right.
It would be Bears and Texans.
And I love that idea. As someone did point out in the comment, though, that's the Hall of Fame game this year.
So what?
Okay, I'm just saying. Run it back five weeks later.
It's not running it back.
I know.
There's nothing to run back.
Caleb Williams isn't going to play in that game, right?
Nobody. They're all just standing there and wave, you know?
You know, I'm just saying.
No, he will not. His first game will not be in Canton. I don't believe. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll give him a few reps. I don't know.
I really like
that. Instead of starting Tyson Bagent.
I really like that as a Monday nighter as well.
That's what I'm saying. The first Monday night, I think ESPN.
At Houston.
Or they might throw like that. More sounds like Russell Wilson's first game as a Steeler would be in front of the whole country, too. Steeler fan, again, you got to think about fan bases that show up. But I just kind of dig it. C.J. Stroud versus Caleb Williams. Everybody's going to be very high on the Texans. They finished up so well last year. Another reason why C.J. Stroud is in Houston is because the Bears traded the first overall pick to Carolina, who chose Bryce Young, and that kicked off a whole domino effect that put Caleb Williams in Chicago. I mean, there's so many different weird ways to have it all start that way. But the Bears are 1,000,000% coming out of this draft with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze being drafted 1 and 9, that they took the same commercial flight to Detroit and then took the same private jet to Chicago to be introduced together along with a much improved cast on offense and that line and the fan base being so thirsty. I kind of dig that idea.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of Bears this year. And I think, I think we need to be honest. Caleb Williams has a chance to be one of the most famous players in the NFL here in a couple years.
Well, I mean,
if he does what we all kind of think and what Bears fans are hoping, he is going to be everywhere.
I don't think that's overstating it. Overreaction Monday, wherever you get your podcasts. Derek in Missouri has been hanging on for a while. What's up, Derek? How you been?
Hey, Rich, I've been good. So since in honor of having Jerry Seinfeld on your show on Thursday, let's go around. What's everybody's favorite Seinfeld episode of all time?
Oh, gosh. There's many different ways to go with that. I didn't even know that we'd go in that direction. For me, the yada, yada, yada episode is the best one. I mean, that's the one with Tim Watley converting to Judaism and then joking, making Jewish jokes, and Jerry gets very upset, and he's offended as a comedian. And then yada, yada, yada is a phrase that's used in forevermore. That's an incredible one. But what's on your mind football-wise, Derek? You got anything going on that or no?
Well, I'll tell you, Rich. I mean, like you, my head's still scratching from Thursday night with Penix being drafted to Atlanta. You pay all this money to Kirk Cousins, and this happens on Thursday night. I was just baffled. Probably not the most surprising draft pick I've seen since Derek Hayward Bay many years ago, if I had to throw any crazy scenario out there. But Penix turns 25, I believe, at the start of the season, and who's to say what could happen with Cousins moving up forward with his injury if he's even ready? It's a crazy situation down in Atlanta. And plus, like I said a few months ago, as far as the Broncos are concerned, I said, Rich, give me anybody as far as a quarterback in the draft, and we got Bo Nix. Is he going to be the guy? I hope so. But you look at Denver right now, I'd say there's going to be a competition just because of the acquisition to Zach Wilson. So it's going to be fascinating to see what will transpire.
Agreed.
And I got to have a bowl of TJ really quick, if I may.
Okay.
TJ, so I got to ask, hypothetically, the Cowboys, yes, they're your team, but if you had a second favorite team, who would that be? Oh. You had to pick one.
Thank you for the call, Derek.
What up, Derek? First thing, the Briss is my favorite Seinfeld episode.
Okay.
That's the one that really got me into it. I mean, I grew up in the heart of Steeler country, right? Like, they were never my favorite team, but they were always there. There's a team I know as much about their history.
Yeah.
I've watched probably more Steeler games than any other team, maybe even Cowboys included. You know, my whole family, all my friends back in Pennsylvania, as well as millions of around the world, because speaking of fan bases that travel, Steelers travel. So I would definitely have to say the Steelers are the team that I follow most closely after the Cowboys.
Interesting. Okay.
Black and gold. Here we go.
So speaking of fan bases that travel, I'm watching the first quarter of Knicks Sixers yesterday.
We already went over this.
No. I'm watching the first quarter of Knicks Sixers yesterday. I had to go to the most important basketball game of the day, which was Taylor's Goldie League rec league action.
How'd they do?
The opponent went on a 6-0 run at the end. I'll say it scored. Coached by Adrian Gonzalez, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, sweetheart of a guy.
Former Dodger?
Yes, correct.
Former Red Sox.
I put the game on, I got the Ryan Rucco call on my app, on my phone, listened to the fourth quarter on the way home, got home in time for the final 3 minutes of the game. Couldn't believe, you know, when you're not watching it and you hear the roar of the crowd, you can tell what happens. Not this game. Because normally for the home game, it's like if they hear the roar of the crowd, something good happened for the home team.
Yep.
Not in this one. Oh, my goodness gracious. Mm. The Amtrak station must have been lit.
Oh, yeah.
All day on Sunday. Saturday night as well. I don't know what it is, man. The Knicks fans are rabid, and they're feeling it. And the scene after the game with them jumping up and down in the atriums, plural, in Philadelphia.
Going bing bong.
I mean, absolutely nuts.
This is insane.
TJ.
In Philadelphia.
Does Philadelphia, are they still on a WrestleMania hangover right now? I can't believe that these Philly fans would allow these Knicks fans to come down and just.
I don't know. What do you mean allow?
Door,
I guess.
Put their feet on their couch.
I don't know.
Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy style. Well, that was Rick James who put his feet on the couch. But I mean.
Did you see that? There was an Embiid fan that was trying to get through, but couldn't.
Was it Embiid? Because he sounded pissed.
Well, he had 1 point in the fourth quarter, man. And the Knicks kept on hammering the offensive glass. And Mitchell Robinson didn't play. I thought that's all she wrote with Embiid coming off of a 50-point game. And Precious Achiuwa played the fourth quarter because Hartenstein went out with foul trouble. Mm. And he came in and was dynamite, and OG Anunoby was blocking every shot in front of him. And Josh Hart is getting every loose ball off the glass. And this was after Bogdanovich went down with an ankle injury. Randall's not even there. And this is what Embiid had to say after the game about the Knicks fans turning their home into Madison Square Garden South.
Great home court advantage here. How strange was it for you the past two games with the significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
So what is it? Did the Sixers not sell out, and Knicks fans are just snapping up the other tickets, or there's just a ton of Sixer fans that are just popping their tickets on secondary ticket market?
We would not know.
I'd love to know what the DNA of how it happens.
You say pop on the secondary. I don't really follow
what you guys do. I should ask people who are fair weather home team fans like you guys for the Rams.
I'm so confused. I don't really get what you mean.
It's like I'm a frozen caveman, you know?
So
those guys.
I don't know. I heard that as Embiid is done. He's not coming back to Philly.
I don't know how that.
I heard that he gone.
Where's he? I mean, he could go anywhere, but
go anywhere he want. I think Miami would love to have him.
Sure, everybody would love to have him, but
I mean, it sounds like he's just. What are we doing? He's pissed at the fans. I'm not calling them out. Yeah, you are calling them out. Like, it's kind of embarrassing.
It was really
wild. It's a home game.
I was listening to the game. I was unable to watch the game. I was listening to it.
It was a good game,
and
too.
It was incredible. But I could not tell what was happening just based on the crowd noise.
Look, you got
that's for real. And then the reason why I think Knick fans are particularly rabid, and I can attest to this, for everybody out there that are fans of this show, first of all, thank you. Secondly, you know how I have felt about the Knicks and what I have said into this microphone about the Knicks ever since James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks, let Charles Oakley be dragged out of Madison Square Garden and put in lockup. Period. For however long he stayed there, once that happened, I'm like, this guy doesn't know about Knicks fans. He doesn't know about what Knicks fans are asking for. He doesn't know about the, he doesn't respect the history of it. To heck with this guy. I'm out. And then there was one guy who's brought me back in. And this is why Knicks fans are going nuts, because this guy gives you more than hope. He's restored the faith in every possible way. For those who have kept it, for those like me who have said, I'm out, but he's pulled me back in. It's Jalen Brunson. This guy. That's all I can say. This guy.
He's something else, man.
He has taken the opportunity the Knicks gave him. With the amount of money, normally a guy who gets that amount of money and doesn't have the track record shows up in New York and he is chewed up and spat out. That happens over and over and over again. The streets of New York sports streets are littered with guys who get paid and then show up and then have everything that everybody hopes can happen. And he doesn't deliver, doesn't come close to delivering, or he isn't as good as they had hoped, and he just falls flat. Instead, all he has done is turn himself into a mega superstar. And in this league, this association where he's come in, this playoffs, well, Randall's out, this, that, the other thing. Yesterday, he scored 47 points, 10 rebounds. I mean, 10 assists, but the 47 points are the most ever in the history of the Knicks' playoff history. Their vast playoff history.
That's incredible.
And he beat the record of Bernard King, who was the last guy on the Knicks who made me feel about the team the way Jalen Brunson does. And I never thought I would ever say that about anybody. And yes, Patrick Ewing did not make me feel the way Bernard King did. I don't know why.
Because you were in sports at that time, you were doing your job. You probably didn't have that fandom,
but
right?
No. It was I was not. I was still in college actually when Ewing came in, and then I was going through Northwestern, and I watched. You know, I don't know, man. It just, in a way, you know, Ewing came in completely decorated first overall, and I think the reason why the Knicks didn't do it with him was two reasons. One, I don't think they surrounded him with enough players consistently. And two, Michael Jordan stood in the way.
Yeah, that should be number one, actually. You know,
but I don't want to put my finger on it. Why? But Bernard was just my guy growing up. In the same way, you know, Judges come somewhat close, or Jeter came somewhat close to making me feel about the Yankees the way Mattingly did. Mm-hmm. But I never lost my faith. Or my belief, or my desire to root for him, because I hate, you know, again, I felt so disrespected on behalf of Oakley.
And you had an owner for the Yankees that a lot of people disliked.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't turn you away the way that.
No doubt.
You know.
But I'll tell you what, man, what Jalen Brunson has done, I put a lot of people on that Amtrak train. That's for damn sure. And it's put a lot of people in seats, and it's put a lot of people hoping. Because I the Pacers are incredibly young and talented. But I'm sitting here thinking they could win that series. And I know they need one more against Philadelphia. And then that would be kind of great. Old school Knicks Celtics, because you want to talk old school. Mm. This series between the Knicks and the Sixers has felt old school Eastern Conference basketball.
Pretty physical.
Very.
Very.
Yeah. And the, you know, the gyms are hot. Gyms are hot. And the players are hot about it. But Jalen Brunson, I mean, It's been a long time since Kenny Smith said the Knicks didn't have the best player on the court. They got to have the best player in the playoffs. And there's a lot of competition.
It's a bargain. He's at a bargain price right now.
Now it seems like it, right? His game is, I mean, unreal. You can't dislike him. He's his mid-range, the herky-jerky. I mean, yeah, unreal. He's something else.
It's great.
Oh, God, it's amazing. Just watching him. So I'm back.
I'm back, baby.
I'm back, baby.
What's up, Big Kevin?
Baby!
What's up, Big Kevin?
What's up, Big Kevin?
Okay, let's take a break here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I've got my top five draft choices I love the most. That's coming up. And then there's a new player in the NFL that we need to hear more from after we've just heard from him. It's fun. Hey, folks, it's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. The desk's furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let me ask you this question, Chris. I'm making you a Green Bay Packer fan as much as you love the New England Patriots.
Oh.
Please do this for me.
Cool.
Okay.
Do I get ownership?
You are now the same way.
A Packer fan?
No, you're a Packer fan. Yes,
I'm an owner, so I can't be a fan.
No, so but no, but you be, are you're this,
your
this
ownership.
I'm ownership.
This means so much to your one piece of pet rock that you have on your wall.
Got it. Exactly.
Two in total.
You're all Packers fans. You are excited about the way Jordan Love plays right now, as well you should, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking on your
behalf. Yeah, yeah, pumped. Love Jordan.
And you got it all, and you got him future's bright.
Yes.
What if I told you?
Yeah.
The draft choice you used on Jordan Love could have been used for a player to help Aaron Rodgers win a Super Bowl in his 2 years of being the MVP quarterback that he became. And he was going to be that guy no matter what. It's not like Jordan Love lit the fuse as if Rodgers needed a fuse lit. But let's just say the guy that they used on that draft choice on instead of Jordan Love put one in the case because Rodgers did. Would you still be up for it? Jordan Love right now. Yes or no?
Who's my quarterback right now?
Not Jordan Love.
That stinks.
Yep.
So they already won one, right?
There's one extra one in the case.
An extra one. We already got Rodgers the good feeling of winning.
Rodgers won another one. He got a second and he... You know, he won another one. You want to answer it while he still sits there and thinks?
Yeah, I'll take one of them things.
You'd rather that, right?
One of them things.
How do they help them win, though? Because I saw them play in the playoffs, and they weren't really built to win in the playoffs or play in cold weather, which is weird because they're a cold weather outdoor team.
That is not – I'm telling you.
They win one. You're just telling me they won?
They would have won. And the player that they used the draft choice on was plug and play. He plugged in and was a crucial member of a championship team, as opposed to the guy
quite the hypothetical
that sat there.
Yeah, this was fun.
It's hypothetical, but it's possible, and this is part of a conversation that is germane to the moment. I'm asking you the question. And you don't have the quarterback of the future right now.
Obviously, winning a Super Bowl is awesome. And
but that's what it's about.
But you want to feel that as great as possible. But you also don't want to be what New England's been the last 5 years, and it's just one crappy quarterback after another.
You're back in the roulette.
And you're like, what are we doing?
You're back in the roulette.
And then you're picking like 6 to 10 for the – and that's no fun either.
Well, you didn't you drafted one who was doing pretty well, and then things kind of went a little south. But let's not – again, you guys are the king of – hey,
win now,
or rather would get blown out than get my heart ripped out at the end.
Yeah,
which is a hypothetical that makes no sense to me. I'm now giving one that clearly doesn't make much sense to you, but it is the truth. If the Packers chose someone instead of Jordan Love to help Aaron Rodgers, and that player did in fact do that,
what's the trouble?
To help them put one in the case.
All right, can I give you something?
Would
maybe
you
help
still?
Can I throw a hypothetical back to you?
Would you? No. Let me just. I just need my answer.
Two picks later, the Ravens took Patrick Queen. Let's say the Packers took Patrick Queen. I guess is this what you're saying? Instead, so they took they drafted Patrick Queen instead,
or somebody. Anybody.
I'm just trying to get everyone.
I mean, you always want to win a Super Bowl.
Correct.
You want the trophy.
But what if Jordan Love wins two Super Bowls? Then he's better than Rodgers.
Yeah, it's like,
then it was the right pick.
I guess we'll have to find that one out one day. But I'm just asking you right now. You got one in the case, and you have 10 years of hope, because that's what the Falcons are talking about.
But then the Packers.
They're set. They're set once we're not even going to do what we have to do to win with Kirk Cousins, which is draft someone to help him right now. No. We're going to look over the steering wheel.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious they fell in love with Penix after they signed Cousins.
Is it?
If it wasn't, then they should be fired.
Okay. So I don't know.
The same guys that all put their top three coaches on a piece of paper, and one of the names wasn't Bill Belichick.
Well, why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you want to see? when did you fall in love with? Bottom line is, you could have somebody to help him now, and that guy could have helped him now. Roma Dunze certainly could have helped. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
But you're playing the long game.
I mean,
when your signing says you're not.
An interesting strategy. Bold strategy, Kyle.
By the way, congrats to the Kelce family. Travis Kelce, 2-year extension. And he makes him the highest paid tight end in the NFL, which he deserves to be. And Jason Kelce just signs a deal with ESPN to do Monday Night Countdown. So,
good day in the New Heights.
Good day in the New Heights. Some New Heights to the New Heights.
Yes.
Pod. Two of my favorites. Well done. We'll see you on Monday night. And obviously, there'll be new stories for Jason to tell on his pod. Working with SVP, congrats, Scott. You got a winner. And congrats to the Chiefs. Does this mean he plays 2 more years? Or maybe that second year is to help, salary cap? I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We will see. Good stuff there. Let's go to Matt in Georgia. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Matt? You there, Matt? That's line 4.
Yeah, can
4.
You hear me?
Yeah.
What's up, Matt?
That one's on mic.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, what's up, Matt?
Yeah, I was on the call a month or two ago, talking about Bill Belichick before the draft and everything. But my reaction as a Falcons fan for the draft, watching it with my friend who's a Saints fan, ironically, bless his heart, So I thought Penix was going to the Raiders for sure and was just flabbergasted when we took him. But it really makes me think, like, is Kirk Cousins good enough, like, health-wise to start week one? Like, I wouldn't mind having Penix maybe for the first four games just to make sure Cousins is 100% healthy.
No, I totally understand that, Matt. I totally understand that. But the guy that you choose in to supplement that usually isn't the eighth overall pick in the draft that needs to play sooner rather than later or is ready to play now and turns 24 in, I believe, let me do the math in my head, 9 days, May 8th. So, you know, and in a league where you want to start right away, and the kid also wants to start right away because it gets him closer to his second contract faster. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. But again, you know, these awkward moments will go away one day. And if Penix sits there for the next 10 years and wins multiple championships, happy to take these phone calls all the time from people saying, you know, you didn't see that one coming.
And that was a kind of a scenario I threw out to you on the podcast this morning. Like, what if Kirk is not healthy to start and Penix is 4-0 in September?
First class problem to have.
And looks amazing. Rookie of the year. What do you do?
I don't know. You want to let's get Raheem Morris on the show and we'll ask him.
Well, we're going to ride the hot hand.
No, he won't say anything.
Good problem to have.
Of course, it's a good problem to have. And he'll figure it out when it happens. You know? There's a new star in the NFL. He hasn't played a single snap yet. Last time we were on the air in Detroit, a lot of Bills fans, including the one that gets in my ear every now and then, our coordinating producer, Mike Hoskins, was like, what the hell are Bills doing? trading down in the first round and with the Chiefs?
Trade down twice.
No less. You know?
I was with Hoskins when that happened.
He was not happy.
Whoa, buddy.
With the Chiefs?
He was very confused.
Xavier Worthy's going to score 3 touchdowns on the Bills in a playoff game. So, I mean, that's the way people's minds wind up.
Because it's probably what's going
to
happen.
That's how Bills fans felt. Like, of all the teams to try and help out, hey, Kansas City, here's a better path to getting better through us. And they wound up trading into the final draft choice of the night and then traded out of it. And they watched 2 wide receivers get taken. One by Kansas City, one by Carolina. And sure enough, they started off the second night of the draft with a draft choice, and they chose Keon Coleman out of Florida State. And there was a nice cheer in the crowd in Detroit for that because the kid's from Michigan, and he played for Michigan State for many years. So there were a lot of Spartan fans, a lot of Sparty there that was cheering for him. And now we're all cheering for him because his introductory press conference that occurred over the weekend is just legend. It's a legend. This kid, I cannot tell you, there should be some sort of a Truman Show with him, right? Let's get him on.
Let's get him on. Bill's Hard Knocks?
No.
Bill's Hard
Knocks? Should be a personal Hard Knocks.
Oh, nice.
Based on this sound montage that I do believe Mike Hoskins personally put together with Bill's love. Check it out.
I'm good. Them cookies looking good, though. I ain't lying to you.
Got you a coat from here?
Man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? Guess where I got this from, though? That's what I'm saying. You got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Tom Izzo.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack. All the colors. Right. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you there, personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one.
There's good Thanksgiving sales, too. That's what I usually.
See, I ain't know nothing about Thanksgiving. I shop like my mom. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
You like playing golf and you like playing the guitar, but how good are you at each?
Man, I can't play no guitar, man. I can do a few little strings. I don't know what I'm doing. It's just fun. It's just relaxing. I could golf a little bit now. Like I said, I'm Tiger. Wish he could. I wish I could golf for real, but I could drive pretty good. Putting in, it's all right. barely some. That's why I'm good at top golf. I get the ball back there to over the net, but if we're on a real course, once I get to the greens, I might lose.
Did they take you into the stadium and show you around and name on the scoreboard any of that earlier?
Yeah, I scored 3 imaginary touchdowns. Hey, it was 30 seconds. That's a record. Nobody's ever did that one yet.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great day. Yeah, I can grab some of them.
She's now grabbing snacks. Fantastic. Fantastic. And he walks out with a cookie, I think, or some sort of a bar. By the way, he's from Louisiana. He's played at Michigan State for a couple of years.
Oh, so little cookies.
That's a win.
Well, he went to Florida State, so I was already a fan. But like that, I need him mic'd up every Sunday.
Apparently, Bills fans are already referring to him as the Cookie Monster. So he grabbed a cookie.
Nice.
On the door. This is great. More personalities in the NFL. Sold.
Yep. Also, there's another guy, Xavier Leggett, went to the Panthers.
He's very from southern, South Carolina, right?
Very southern draw. A lot of people like they couldn't understand him. I understood what he said. And people got to understand there is a huge section of this country that speaks like that. It's nothing to do. People are like, oh, you didn't get through school. No, you idiots. It's just southern draw. And yeah. I'm here for, I want both of those kids mic'd up on Sunday, man.
You know who people understood when Leggett talked is when he said that the Panthers told him that they were going to draft him with the pick the Bills used on Keon Coleman because they had the first pick of the second night.
Mm-hmm. So they said they were back up.
And so the Panthers traded in. They get a fifth-year option on him, and they got the guy they wanted. It's kind of funny.
Right?
All right. We'll take a break. I've got my top five, and then we update the tote board.
Oh, I'm ready.
Because the Cowboys have added another.
Ready.
Respect. All right.
Many of them.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea what the tote board looks like.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s. The breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so, we've had our bit of fun with T.J. Jefferson's Dallas Cowboys.
You've had your bit of fun.
No. Well, you know what? I'm using the royal way. And also, all of us here, we're all in.
Because
Jerry Jones said at the Senior Bowl, we're going all in for this year. And we thought that meant, just like most people who play Texas Hold'em, there'd be no limit on what he's going to do, shoving his chips to the center of the table and saying, hey,
that's where you messed up.
Free agent Derrick Henry, here's some chips for you. We got chips for you. Everybody wants a chip with us, right? Because he's looking for a chip. That's what we thought he meant by all in. Certainly, since he's from Texas, he would have an idea of what all in meant collectively to everybody who's played this game. But no, no, no. All in means he was just going all in on his current roster. And he only added one little drib or drab at a time in signing. So he came up with the idea of like a Jerry telethon from back in the day. Anytime there'd be a signing, we would have the timpani, the drum roll, please, right? And we'd show the update. Last time we saw it, he had six free agents signed, four of his own, two of others, and one first-round draft choice. So there it was, seven.
There it is.
Fantastic. And that is a shot of Jerry Jones.
Jerry looks so good.
On an actual Jerry Lewis telethon photograph of Jerry. And it's not the first blush throws of the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Nah, that's...
Where he's got the tie all done. No, this is late night. Channel 5 back in the day in New York. Oh my God.
Like early in the morning.
Do you remember what channel you used to watch it on back in the day?
No.
There in Altoona? It was Channel 5
Channel
in New
5
York.
New York. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
They so at any rate, Vegas
reason why we bring it up is, boy, there's a lot of tote board updating that needs to be done. First up. It's back in the fray. Ezekiel Elliott's back in the fray. Hey. Look who's back.
DJ,
what's
congrats.
Old is new again.
He's
you know?
Congrats.
You know?
He will it's, never run alone.
To you, it's kind of like bringing Shelly Winters back onto the telethon after years of being gone.
Well,
hey, listen, Shelly was great, man, in the Poseidon Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Team.
Saves
all
Hackney.
Like Tower. Is she in the Towering Inferno, too?
No.
You sure about that,
Mike? Towering Inferno is one of my, I've seen it.
You would know?
Times.
You really would know?
Oh, yeah. I'm disaster movies, 70s.
So
I'm
now
in.
There's seven of those guys, but on top of it, seven more draft choices since we last updated.
Well, yeah,
look at all those guys
oh,
there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
baby.
It was just Tyler Guyton last we saw it, first rounder. Now there's seven more. Grand total of eight new ones with Zeke, plus the six we already had before. Timpani, hit it! Boom! 15!
Whoa! We did it! We're over the top!
Not yet, Mike.
Not yet.
We're not done yet.
15.
15.
We're not done?
Wow. No. Because there's undrafted free agents.
That's true.
Oh.
And they might not eventually make the team. A lot of them may wind up in your local supermarket.
Or his UFL.
Could be.
Oh.
That's where I'd like to see him go.
Yeah, they should.
But that list is keeping on growing. I don't even know how many there have been. So now I don't even know what the total is we're about to see right now.
Oh, I do.
It's about to be revealed 20? To us.
Oh.
Timpani, hit it! Hit it!
All in.
That is all the way in. Not just all in. That's all the way in. Like you're trying to get more cheers. It's a rebuy. You're rebuying.
Oh, that's total rebuy.
That's a rebuy.
You're rebuy.
Yeah, reach into the pocket.
Oh, this is so much fun. This might be my favorite, my most favorite bit in a long time.
I don't know why.
A rebuy.
I don't know. It's just great bit. I like it. It's old school. It's new school. It's school. It's school.
This takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
It's like school.
You won't put respect on Trent Sieg's name. The long snapper is important.
Look at that. 28.
I mean,
that's a huge, whopping fine number.
It was one for a while.
Yeah, it was one for...
For a long time.
It was one for like a day.
We had to throw out the
Vegas.
Six forever.
Like Slater said in Dazed and Confused, it's quality, not quantity, okay? Quality, not quantity.
I'm pulling for you.
That was fun. Man, that was great.
Pulling for you.
Okay. It's time for top five to wrap this up. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, I need the music. It's my top five NFL draft picks I love the most. There are 257 of them, but here's the five I love the most. And this one starts with Jim Harbaugh here in Los Angeles, California. He let a bunch of wide receivers walk, right? Okay, well, traded one and let one walk. Everyone's wondering, what are you going to do? Yeah. He drafted Ladd McConkey in the second round, but that's not the one that I liked. How about pick 225, seventh round, 225th overall out of USC here. He took Jerry Rice's kid, Brendan Rice. Come on now.
Wow.
How about Jerry Rice with his 7-Eleven pendant going to be strolling around the sidelines of Los Angeles Chargers games? Guy whose last Super Bowl was in a Raiders uniform?
Showing up to camp, right?
I like it.
During camp?
Brendan Rice is coming to Los Angeles.
If he was Jerry Rice Jr., do you think he's a little bit higher?
Second round pick.
All I know is the kid looked better than a seventh round talent to me all year long.
Yeah.
All right. Number four on the list. You know it means a lot to me. It means a lot to me. When the Chicago Bears decide Caleb Williams is not enough, Roma Dunze is not enough, our defense is still good, but that's still not enough. There's a third phase in this game, people. It's called special teams. And if you're going to be a special team, you go and you draft the best offensive player on Iowa this past year, the punter, Torrey Taylor. This guy, I'll tell you what, the number of times I cursed this guy during the Big Ten championship game because Michigan, I thought they'd have a good field, and he flipped it and he'd stick the Michigan inside their own five over and over and over again. This kid's an Aussie punter. He is awesome. He's going to come to Chicago, and he's going to flip fields. And the best part about it is apparently Caleb Williams texted him and told him, welcome to the team. You're not going to be punting a lot. I love it. This team is so much fun right now. And also, there was a Brit who made the pick announcement as an international fan. And hearing a Brit say the word punter, Google it, what it means to folks from the United Kingdom. It was like an extra level cherry on top trolling.
You guys love that.
All right, number three on this list. This one, I'm on a break. It's the sixth round. It's the end of the day. I'm kind of looking like Jerry at the end of the telethon, right? And I heard this pick over the PA, and I'm like, okay, this kid is really good. He's one of those six-year players who unfortunately had his season cut short and his national championship hopes cut short. The Jets drafted Jordan Travis from Florida State in the fifth round. Who knows? I don't know, but I kind of dig it. That's a nice dart throw. 171 overall. Who knows what this kid's going to do? I mean, Daniel Jeremiah thought he's going to be a good backup in the league. Might have said that about Tom Brady, pick 199 years ago, right? Yeah. I just kind of dig it. I think that was a nice move by the Jets right there. Doesn't threaten their quarterback whatsoever. Learn from Tyrod Taylor. Watch Aaron Rodgers do his thing. Kid deserves a chance, and he's getting it with the Jets. Number two on this list, he was one of the guys who I said was going to be the biggest steal in the draft. And the Steelers got him in the third round, 98th overall. NC State's Peyton Wilson. Now, the reason why he dropped is apparently he doesn't have an ACL in one of his knees. Did you know that?
Oh,
do you know who also does have – you also went through his career without an ACL in his knee? A former Steeler named Hines Ward. Ooh. This guy's a tackling machine. He's a Butkus Award winner. As you know, he showed wrestling video. He's 43-0 in his career in high school wrestling. Right. But last one, everybody knows it. They saw my reaction to it. Right here in Los Angeles, California, third round, 83rd overall, one of the greatest Michigan Wolverines ever and touchdown makers ever is coming to Sean McVay's offense. Blake Corum, number one overall. Good Lord, do I love this pick. And he deserves the opportunity. It's a kid who blew out his knee and ruined his Heisman, which ruined his Heisman Trophy year 2 years ago. Those who stay will be champions. He comes back, he scores 27 touchdowns, and they win the national championship. And he's sitting there in the third round, and Sean McVay's like, I'll take you. What's he going to look like in this system? Just look at Kyren Williams. Look what he looked like. And he didn't have the same career Blake Corum had when he came out of Notre Dame. I can't wait to see it, and you guys should be particularly happy. You know why? Because there's a ton of us Michigan fans here in this town that were happy to take your tickets off your hands when you fair weather weak ass fans send them to Michigan Wolverine. That's correct. WAF.
That's not right.
That's what they are. Preseason game last year.
Okay.
I'm the mix.
There's a lot of us that would love to take the tickets off your hands.
Oh, you wax.
They're double the price now.
You couple wax.
So you should be happy.
Wow. I mean, it's messed up.
Mike. And those are my top five 2024 NFL draft picks. I have the most. All right, the kid out of Virginia I told you about in terms of biggest draft steals out there, Malik Washington. He set records last year at Virginia, and the Dolphins got him.
Fast.
Sixth round. He's fast, and he's going to be. It's going to be a tough wide receiver room to crack, but I like it.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
Good one. Way to finish up, Mike. It's like you're listening. Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.